For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Well, Anthony, you just said the magic words, and that put into motion the 25th anniversary Theater Talk party, which is this Monday, November 6th at 7 o'clock, right here in our studios. You said that 25 years ago? How many times have you said those for magic words?
I don't know. I read the article in Spree where they counted how many programs there were. It's a thousand something. I don't know. It's, you know, me and Yul Brenner and Carol Channing for a number of performances, but it's a lot of years and a lot of shows. And I'm humbled, honored, excited. I think we're going to have a wonderful time Monday.
Everyone who wants to come is more than welcome. It's just $25 a person. Call 1-800-678-1873. Can't remember that number? Not a problem. Go to the website, wbfo.org.
You get to meet Peter Hall and Anthony Chase and Jim Santella.
And you'll be surrounded by a lot of star power, many, many actors and actresses that you've seen on stages for the past 25 years. It's a chance to kind of hang out with theater people.
And there's no people like show people.
Like no people I know. Three people I know were very impressive over at Straight, which unfortunately is closing, but not until this weekend. Really interesting play, Buffalo United Artists over at the Alleyway. And everybody that I know who's seen it has really, really loved it. What's the secret?
Well, I think that the tight interactions between those characters and the vivid portrayals by those specific actors, Michael Seitz as Ben, a man who is ostensibly straight, but as the play begins, we see him in a relationship with a dewy-eyed young man played by Adam Hayes. And before, in the subsequent scene, we see Cassie Gornowitz as his yearning, long-suffering, somewhat clueless, longtime girlfriend. And the scenes go back and forth between this, and you begin to root for this to go one way or the other. I think everybody roots for it to go the other, and you see how the relationship evolves. And I think that people recognize many people they have known in all three characters, and that, I think, would be the secret to Straight, which plays its final performances this weekend.
Well, you'll have through November 10th to see another play that's also getting rave reviews from everyone who's been, and that's over at American Repertory Theater, 330 Amherst Street, right next to the Sportsman's Tavern. It's called Stupid Bleeping Bird, and right from the word go, it grabs you.
And I will add my praise. This is a reworking of Chekhov's The Seagull by Aaron Posner, and it is excellent, and it is this tight ensemble cast, very clearly delineating the relationships between all the people, which weave in and out as the plot progresses. It fluctuates between scenes of absolute realism with non-realistic monologues and scenes of rather broad comedy, all of which they trod very skillfully, effectively directed by Michael Lodick.
Now, it just opened, haven't seen it yet, Violet over at Musical Fair. Is this going to tug at my heartstrings?
Oh, absolutely. This is a beautiful musical, musical.
I always want to cry at musicals.
You should cry at this one. I had seen the New York production with Sutton Foster, who plays a woman who has in her youth been disfigured, and a very simple woman from a poor background who is on a journey to see a faith healer, hoping that he can restore her beauty. Very engaging, very powerful, very emotional musical.
Sounds like a winner. Violet, over at Musical Fair. Glengarry Glen Ross. There's a famous movie starring Alec Baldwin. I went. I guess you went on a different night. And I don't know. It's got a lot of great Buffalo actors, but it just wasn't the movie.
Well, funny you should say that, because a little bit of it actually is the movie. It's a play I know well. A film I don't know well. I think I may have seen it. I'm not sure. But when the play began, I'm expecting to be in a restaurant, and it's a monologue, and it's Anthony Alcocer, and I'm not recognizing this monologue, but it seems like Mamet, and I realized, this is a scene lifted from the film, an Alec Baldwin speech from the film. I guess it was too delicious to sacrifice the film line, "Coffee is for closers," which is not in the play. You think that you're seeing the start of the play, but then that stops, and they do the recorded announcement, "Welcome to Roadless Travel Theater," and then the actual play starts. So you do get that little slice of the movie.
I don't know. I just was so looking forward to it. Some of my favorite actors, big guys, David Mitchell, Matt Whitten, Dave Hayes, and yet it ultimately turned into six characters who seemed very similar.
Well, I totally agree that those are very good actors with vivid stage presences.
Well, get ready for the big line, because he's been saying it for 25 years, and we're going to celebrate that on Monday night at the 25th anniversary of Theater Talk. It's this Monday, November 6th at 7 o'clock at the WNED TV studios. Go to the website, wbfo.org, sign up, get your ticket, and then get down here on Monday night where we're going to have a whole lot of fun. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Peter Hall, and wait for it.
And I'm Anthony Chase.